You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Despite their strong reputation for sustainability, New Zealand's vineyards and orchards still use large amounts of fungicide to fight plant-killing diseases. These chemicals can carry environmental risks, including the greenhouse gases emitted through their manufacture and transportation, as well as the toxic runoff which they can cause when applied. News teamer Alex spoke with Nikolai Symes, a doctoral researcher at the University of Auckland, who says that we should be thinking about alternatives, not just developing better pesticides, but rethinking our fruit farming practices from the ground up.
Just to get us started, why do New Zealand vineyards use so many pesticides?
Yeah, well, we've got a few different types of pesticides. People often talk about herbicides, things like glyphosate. We've got insecticides, but the biggest use actually in vineyards is fungicides. So there's a few main vineyard diseases, things like botrytis, powdery mildew, and downy mildew, and they're all actually fungal diseases. So the main plant protection product we use is sort of antifungal fungicides. And if you actually look at the world, total usage of pesticides, the fungicides are often the biggest chunk of that pie. So for vineyards, for apples, for cherries, sort of horticultural fruit crops tend to need quite a lot of antifungal protection.
And looking to this usage, you've written about kind of how these fungicides kind of have an environmental impact. How does this usage interact or interfere with sustainability of these vineyards?
Yeah, so there's two main environmental impacts, I suppose, of fungicides. The first is there's a huge amount of emissions generated, both in making the products themselves and then in applying them in the vineyards. We've got to either sort of synthesize a chemical fungicide, a synthetic, or for New Zealand's got quite a bit of organic viticulture, but they still use things like copper or sulfur. The copper's mined somewhere in the world and shipped across. So the greenhouse gas emissions tend to be the biggest chunk of the pie. If you look at a bottle of wine, the two main causes of emissions are the agrochemicals and then the actual packaging itself. So we use heavy glass bottles, which aren't great. And then the other environmental issue is toxicity. So we are more and more trying to protect the microbiome in the soil. We're worried about what runs off into waterways, into human bodies. So some of these chemicals that can build up and last a long time in soils and waters are not great to be throwing around.
And with that in mind then, why is it so important to kind of look into how we can maybe cause less of these harms through our pesticide usage?
Yeah, so what my research did was wanted to understand the situation from a sort of microbial perspective. Because often we talk about things like organics and biodynamics and these sort of supposedly more sustainable systems as maybe that's the solution to agriculture. You know, we'll just all switch to organics. But if you look at it from the perspective of a microbe, it's a bit like asking whether you want to be shot or stabbed. You know, the end result is the same. So what we found was no matter what sort of label or system you use, the premise is the same. The growers are trying to eliminate all of the fungal diversity, which creates a bit of a vacuum. And it can actually make it easier for some of the supposedly bad fungi to come in and grow quickly and take over.
So with that said then, where should we be moving in this field? What sort of innovations would you especially like to kind of see for our, not necessarily pesticide usage, but to kind of fill this space?
Yeah, well, it comes down to an issue that we see in a lot of places between the sort of small incremental changes and then a sort of more radical or systemic rethinking of how we're doing agriculture in this case. So there's a lot of work on sort of tinkering and improving pesticides, and you know, we can make them nano-pesticides and they're more efficient, or we can find a new ingredient that won't have the same resistance as a different ingredient. But I guess what I'm interested in is, you know, if we forgot about what we're doing now, and we started from a blank slate. What is the best way to manage these pest diseases? Is it having slightly less grapes on the vine, or in slightly different places, or what sort of other synergies or systems could you use? Which is very hard to do, right? You end up sort of locked in. A lot of the research and the funding is driven towards what's happening now, which makes a lot of sense. But the sort of cycle of chemical dependence might not actually be a great long-term solution.
Kind of on that, so if we're going with this, you know, how can we reinvent the way that we do this? When you talk about, you know, thinking differently, you did give some examples there, but like what kind of innovations are we seeing right now around that?
Yeah, there's a real bunch. I mean, there's an explosion in the use of biopesticides, which is the sort of use of, there's a very, very long wall between fungi and bacteria, for example. So maybe you could use some of those bacteria as sort of weapons in this fight. There's an increasing awareness of, it's about how we design our vineyards or our orchards. We can improve sunlight, we can improve airflow, but also thinking about the location. So there's parts of the world where people are growing grapes now which probably aren't most suited to growing grapes. You know, in New Zealand we can see in central Otago there's a lot more high daytime temperatures and then quite low nighttime temperatures, and that produces a lot less disease than in the sort of wetter and more humid North Island. So places like that, we maybe need to support. We should be growing the right things in the right place, essentially, make our jobs a lot easier.
And so is it kind of, when we look at these changes, is it as simple as reducing our emissions, or is there kind of like a more widespread rethinking of agriculture as a whole with that, growing things in the right places?
Yeah, well, it's a bit of both, and I guess the question is what's going to come up first. There has been a push to ban or restrict the use of pesticides, and then it sort of keeps getting kicked down the road. But there were some ambitious sort of talks in the EU, especially, of cutting pesticide use by half. So, I mean, one of the... this year we've had some reports that the harvest dates are the earliest they've been in about 50 years, so... You know, the weather conditions that we're seeing are getting more and more unpredictable. The picking dates are changing massively. We've got the La Nina system at the moment, which is bringing a lot more rain and humidity and warmth to the North Island. So it's an issue that's only going to get sort of more and more acute. And it's better to be ahead of the curve, I think, on these things. We really need to start thinking about how we can do it differently, how we can work with nature rather than work against it.
That was Alex speaking to Nikolai Symes, a doctoral candidate at the University of Auckland's Environmental School.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.